Seahawks fans wear it as a badge of pride. The crowd's roar disorients opponents and once even registered on a nearby seismic monitor. And just imagine what it must sound like from smack in the middle of it.
Really hard to describe the feeling.
Joe Tafoya played defensive end for the Hawks in 2005 and 2006. He's helping organize the record attempt.
It almost feels like you're getting plugged into a source of energy. You're able to, for whatever reason, jump higher, run faster, make that play that you normally wouldn't be able to make that's just out of reach.
But sound that intense doesn't just energize the players or distract them. University of Washington audiologist Julie Ehrenberg-Beer says it can also fry your ears.
I mean, that's above the pain threshold. At the very least, people are going to have temporary hearing loss. Most likely, they'll have a little bit of permanent hearing loss.
So people in the stadium without ear protection will probably go home Sunday night with permanent hearing damage. That's because there are delicate little hair cells in your inner ear. When a sound wave rolls through, it bends the hair cells, like the breeze blowing through tall grass. A gale-force wind would break some of those blades of grass, and sound waves above 130 decibels do something similar in your ears.
I would encourage people to at least cover their ears during that few minutes that they're trying to break the record.
Joe Tafoya's group plans to hand out 30,000 pairs of earplugs, too. But Tafoya says the crowd would be roaring whether or not his group and a Guinness official were there to measure it. He sees the world record as hard evidence for something tough to measure. Whose fans are the most passionate?
Passion happens when you're screaming at the top of your lungs, and we can't actually measure that. And I think that the Seahawks fan base deserves this, deserves to be crowned the loudest and the proudest in the world.
They may get a little help from CenturyLink Field, too. Engineers say the structure tends to amplify sound. On Sunday, we'll find out if it really is the loudest stadium in the world. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.